Welcome to Thriving with Arthritis. I'm Dr. Diana Garnita, your host and an experienced rheumatologist. In this podcast, we explore arthritis and autoimmune diseases, covering topics like rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, gout, and much more. From valuable insights to cutting-edge research, this podcast is your guide. Whether you are new to this condition or you are a long-time warrior, Thriving with Arthritis is here to support you. Welcome to Thriving with Arthritis. This is a podcast that empowers women like you to understand and better live with this condition. I am your host, Dr. Diana Garnita, a rheumatologist dedicated to help you live better with arthritis. As we celebrate International Women's Day and we also celebrate the Women's Month, it's important to recognize the unique challenges that women face with autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis. Almost every day, I diagnose someone with rheumatoid arthritis, or a patient with rheumatoid arthritis comes back for follow-up in my practice rheumatologist on call. If you talk to your friends or your colleagues, you will find out that rheumatoid arthritis affects mostly females, and this is true. Now, let me share a story with you. Sarah was a young woman in her mid-30s when she called my office requesting an appointment. She was a very accomplished lady, a dedicated mother, and a loving wife. But recently, her life has been turned upside down. In a few months, she started to feel extremely tired, and then she had her wrist swelling up. She had severe tingling and numbness in her hands, especially in the mornings, when she had a lot of difficulties to brush her teeth, to comb her hair, to prepare breakfast for her kids, and especially when she wanted to use her computer to type. She tried splints. At nighttime, she went to see her primary care physician, who gave her some anti-inflammatory medication. She tried all the creams that she could find over the counter, but nothing was helpful. She even went to see a hand surgeon, who thought that this is very unusual to have carpal tunnel syndrome in both of her hands. The surgeon ordered more tests, and when they came back positive, he referred her to me. When Sarah told me her story, I carefully listened to her. And then I look at her hands, I look at her results, and I knew that with a positive rheumatoid factor and a positive CCP antibody positive, her symptoms were mostly suggestive of rheumatoid arthritis. And she had those symptoms for about 4 months, which confirmed my suspicion. I took a moment, and then I had to break the news. Sarah, your symptoms and your tests are suggestive of rheumatoid arthritis. She bursted in tears and she asked me, "Why me, doctor? I eat well, I exercise regularly, and I take care of my body." I took her hand and tried to explain to her that this is not her fault. Unfortunately, Sarah's story is not unique. Finding out that you suffer from an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis can be frustrating and can be confusing. There is an immense emotional toll that all patients with rheumatoid arthritis will experience, especially women, when they find out about diagnosis. Not only do they have more stress in their life, trying to juggle the family, the kids, the responsibilities that they have, professional responsibilities, but they also have to deal with an autoimmune disease that will cause more pain. So it's normal to feel frustrated and confused. But now let me explain you why we women have a 3 times more increased risk to develop rheumatoid arthritis when compared to men. Number one, it's our genetics. We, as women, we have 2 X chromosomes, while men have just 1. These X chromosomes contain certain genes that we call HLA genes, and those genes will regulate our immune system cells. At certain points, we have some variations or some mutations in the genes, and that will increase the risk for rheumatoid arthritis. Because women have 2 X chromosomes, they have a higher likelihood of having genetic mutations that will make them more susceptible to autoimmune diseases. And then we have our friend, the estrogen hormone, which is found, obviously, higher in us than in men. But estrogen is not only a sex hormone, it's also a hormone that controls inflammation and the immune system. While estrogen levels generally have anti-inflammatory effect, there are certain situations when inflammation gets out of control. Now, through our life, we have fluctuation in the estrogen level. Think about your puberty, think about the pregnancy time or menopause. All of these times in the woman's life will disrupt the immune system regulation and will cause more inflammation, which will increase the risk to develop rheumatoid arthritis. Now, let me explain you. In menopause, when the estrogen level decreases a lot, that will cause more inflammation in a female's body. And that will translate later into an increased risk to develop rheumatoid arthritis. In contrast, during pregnancies, where the estrogen level increases up to 60 times more than usual, the risk for inflammation is decreased because, as I said, estrogen has anti-inflammatory effect. And that's why your risk to develop autoimmune diseases in general or how you feel with an autoimmune disease like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis becomes easier. Females that have lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, they will feel so much better during pregnancy. Another reason why females develop more autoimmune diseases is that their immune system seems to produce more inflammatory proteins. We call these cytokines, more interferon alpha, more interleukin-17, and those molecules were associated with an increased risk of autoimmune diseases. Now, in contrast, the male sex hormone, testosterone, will increase anti-inflammatory proteins, which will lead to lower levels of inflammation. So that's why men has less risk to develop autoimmune diseases when compared to women. Now, also, I have to mention this. Women typically experience more stress in their life, more anxiety, and more depression. And they tend to have not only their stress, but also to take stress from their kids, their families, their friends, or their job. And all that chronic stress will increase the level of inflammation in your body. The chronic stress will release more cortisol. And although this can be good initially, if it's chronic, the release of cortisol is chronic, that will also increase the risk to develop autoimmune diseases. And not only that, but because of pain or because of responsibilities that we have with our kids, we women, we tend to have a more fragmented sleep and a lower quality sleep compared to men. And because we sleep less, we have more inflammation, we have more pain, because sleeping less will associate with more pain. And so that's why it's important to sleep more. So in conclusion, of course, we cannot change our genes. We cannot change our load of hormones as we go through our life, but we can change the way that we live our lives and approach a healthier nutrition, stress less, and learn how to manage the stress that we have in our life, and definitely sleep more. Because all of these changes that you do will change the way that you feel with rheumatoid arthritis. Now, coming back to Sarah, after I told her all these reasons, and I made her understand it is not her fault, she left my office with a sense of hope. She realized that while living with rheumatoid arthritis, it is a challenge that she could overcome with the right support and the right mindset. She was determined to take control of her health and live her life to the fullest despite a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis. Now, thank you for joining me today on Thriving with Arthritis. I wish you happy Women's Day and a celebration month that you deserve. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them below. Don't forget to subscribe to my episodes and don't forget to share these episodes with other women. Together, we can empower each other and we can thrive instead of survive with rheumatoid arthritis. Until the next time, stay strong and stay positive and keep thriving. Thank you for joining Thriving with Arthritis podcast. If you find today's episode valuable, please subscribe. Consider to leave us a review, as your feedback helps us improve and reach out to more people like you. Remember, you are not alone in your journey with arthritis and autoimmune diseases. Together, we can learn, grow, thrive, and not just survive. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will dive deeper into more topics that will matter to you. Until then, keep thriving.